Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. An ice storm warning is in effect Friday through Sunday for South and Central Missouri. Several Missouri schools, including the University of Missouri, will be closed tomorrow in anticipation of the significant amounts of freezing rain. The Missouri Transportation Department is at its highest level of emergency preparedness for the upcoming storm. Portions of the state are expected to receive up to 3/4 inch, while many other areas could see 1/2 inch beginning overnight tonight. MoDOT's Randy Alber says the length of its emergency operations will depend on what the weather does.
A couple degrees makes a big difference on how this icing event returns back to a rain event. If that icing continues through Saturday into Sunday, it means that our operation is going to continue through that same amount of period.
Right now, temperatures are expected to warm up and alleviate icy road conditions by Sunday morning. Meanwhile, National Guard officials are gearing up for the region's incoming ice storm. Brian Housworth reports.
I am at the State Emergency Operations Center. We call it the SEOC here in Jefferson City, and I just covered Governor Greitens' press conference today. He has declared a state of emergency. All employee leave has been canceled, at least for now. 100 generators have been placed around the state. Also, the National Guard has been activated because of the state of emergency. I just interviewed General Danner, the Adjutant General of the National Guard. He tells me 250 or so National Guardsmen will be coming on tomorrow. That's on top of the 270 or so today. Ballpark, we're looking at about 500 National Guardsmen at least going to be prepared to handle this ice storm.
To check road conditions, including winter weather conditions and traffic speeds, check out MoDOT's Traveler Information Map at MissouriNet.com. 6 House members oppose a measure receiving second-round approval today that would limit lobbyist gifts to legislators and statewide elected officials. Democrats, including Kansas City House member Lauren Arthur, support the bill.
I would say this bill is not perfect, but it's a huge improvement over what we have currently. There will be plenty of opportunities for me to cut off my nose despite my face, but this issue is too important to do that.
The proposal would exempt flowers, plants, speaking fees, and gifts to all 197 lawmakers like free food at the Capitol. House Speaker Todd Richardson has vowed to make a lobbyist gift ban the first bill to pass this year out of his chamber. A woman who reported to Eastern Missouri officials that she performed a sexual favor to avoid a ticket after being pulled over in Jefferson County has confessed she made the whole story up. Brenda Hawkins of Arnold has been charged with making a false report. This is Missouri Net News.